Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Happy birthday to us today. A big part of WGN's history is Spike Odell, class of what years, Spike?
Well, I started in 87. That was 1887. Yeah, you know what? When your producer Haley called, she said she wanted me to join Bob for the 100th birthday thing, and I thought, my gosh, Bob sure looks good for being 100 years old, man.
Thank you, Spike. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Talk a little bit about what made WGN different and still makes WGN different from other stations in Chicago and around the country.
Great question, because there's not many like that. What I always liked about it was it was like a good neighbor. You know, there's a commercial. we were the guy over the fence. We were the guy that you could talk to that would help you out with anything. We were just good neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's not a lot of stations like that, or there weren't. Mm-hmm. And there still aren't these days, but I always thought of us as a great big good neighbor to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think that friendly quality certainly still exists, and it's mixed in with all the news and entertainment. You succeeded Bob Collins. In fact, you were the broadcaster who had to announce his death. Do you still think about that day, Spike?
You know, I do. I don't like to think about it. I know there's a lot of audio tapes that are around from that day, but I've never heard it. I don't want to hear it. I just that was a bad day for Chicago, for all of us. And you know, having known what had happened, but couldn't see it until we were sure his wife was contacted. That was the worst part, trying to do a program knowing what was going on, and I couldn't say it for about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I can understand why you wouldn't want to relive that, for sure. You decided to retire at the youthful age of 55, and about a week later, did you think, uh-oh, that was a mistake?
You know what? Never. I never did. Every day I woke up, it was Saturday. Every day. I said, I'm never going to answer an alarm clock again.
Yeah.
And I haven't.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to make that move at the time? Because things were going great.
Yeah, oh yeah. I always, Karen and I, my wife Karen and I, we always said we were going to retire when we were 55. So that was a plan. That was the game plan. And I got to the point to where it started getting closer. And I told everybody around me I was going to do it. No, I don't think anybody believed me. But we just decided. We talked with the money people. Could we do it? Could we retire and go travel the world a little bit? They said, yeah. So we said, let's do it while we're young enough to enjoy it. Get out there and have fun. So we did.
And I bet you look back on that decision and think, I was really smart when I did that. Thank goodness I did it, right?
I really don't have any regrets. I really don't. I know a lot of people think that might not be true, but I don't have any regrets. It was the right decision. And, you know, life is weird how it works, because we really didn't get to travel the world or travel as much as we wanted to, because my mother, had Alzheimer's, and that became a full-time job for us, actually. So, but maybe that's the reason I was supposed to retire, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. You know, you take care of Mama, she took care of you. So we did that for probably the first 10 years.
Well, and it turned out to be a wonderful thing that you had that time. You're right. Funny how things work out the way they're supposed to. And anything about broadcasting that you miss?
I listen down here a lot, or you know, if you're traveling around, and I don't like the in-your-face radio. I don't like it. It seems like it's gotten angrier. You know, it's everybody's yelling at you if you don't believe exactly what they're saying, or you're not on their political side of the fence. I miss the days where you could have a political discussion, say, and agree to disagree. Those days are just about gone anymore. It's kind of a different animal.
Yeah, and maybe that's one of the reasons for this radio station's continued success. It is still, as you say, friendly, neighborly. There is some community service mixed in with news and entertainment, and you know, no yelling and screaming. So
yeah,
I think that's a good thing.
That type of radio a lot. You're right. WGN is one of those stations, but and I enjoyed it that way. You know, I was pretty conservative. Everybody kind of knew where I was. I didn't want to shove my opinion down anybody's throat, but you know, everybody could figure out I leaned to the right. But the beauty of it was when I got off the air at 9 o'clock and Kathy and Judy came on, it took a hard left turn right there, baby, a hard left turn. But you know what? That was cool. It was fine. Uh-huh. Everybody knew that. Everybody, we all agreed to disagree maybe on things, but you don't see that as much. That kind of bothers me.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a commentary on all of our lives today. What is life like for you right now, Spike Odell?
Love it. I love it. I just got done filling up the bird feeders, hummingbird food, watered the plants. I'm in the middle of painting a picture. Life's good. Chase the grandkids around. We have like 8 baseball games every weekend we go to. So, it's good. We're having fun.
I love your part of the country, Nashville. Love the music. Love the hot chicken. I love the Goo Goo Cluster candy bar. And would it kill you to ship up a package now and then here?
I might have to do that, yeah. made in Chattanooga, Tennessee, the Goo Goo Cluster, although they have a new factory here in Nashville where you can make your own version of a Goo Goo Cluster.
Oh, I'm coming.
You tell them what you want in that, and you make it yourself. It's pretty cool.
Well, listen, you are still on WGN Radio every morning. Right after the 6 a.m. news, you're part of our opening production. I think you mentioned it's Spike at the mic, and we hear it every day, Monday through Friday.
Well, very cool. Thanks for leaving me in there. Yeah, I appreciate that. And you guys have fun on your 100th birthday party. I'm sorry I can't be there. We will be on the road.
Well, I know you'll be looking at that special that's on tonight, 7 o'clock, WGN-TV. And Spike Odell, big part of WGN radio history. Hope to see you soon in the flesh, Spike.
Hi, buddy. Be good. Thanks for thinking of me.